Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We're back. It's Moon.
PJ.
Hey.
And Hobbs. You have to be Hobbs.
I'm Hobbs. Fine.
Okay. Hobbs. It's Moon, PJ, and Hobbs. Thanks for listening to the last episode. It was our first, and I thought it was just very marginal.
Yeah.
Right? Not good at all. But this possibly could be worse.
It's too soon to tell.
It is too soon to tell. If you missed the last episode, you can still go back and find it. And I would appreciate it if you would share it and like it.
Yeah, well, we want it to grow because God knows.
Yeah.
We don't want to deny the world of this gem.
Yeah, and then last week, of course, we had shots in the butt.
Are you tired of waiting for the vaccine? Wait no more. At Shots in the Butt, we not only have what you need to be virus-free, but we have shots of alcohol while you wait. No more standing in line at the pharmacy or waiting for an email from the state. Just pull up a bar stool and order your favorite beverage until one of our staff can penetrate you. And we do it in your butt, not in your arm. We've seen your booty. You're not going to feel a thing. And we'll do it with the lights on or off, whatever you prefer. And our patients are happy with shots in the butt.
P-Jug here. I didn't know what to expect when I dropped my pants, but I felt just a small prick and it was over. Thanks, shots in the butt.
I wanted to get back to a more normal life. That's why I went to Shots in the Butt. And you know what? They didn't even really go that deep. It was actually kind of smooth. And you'll never believe it, but the first person finished so fast, it was premature vaccination. Thanks, Shots in the Butt. Now I know I can always get vaccinated in the right place.
Shots. Shots.
Moon.
Come on.
Shots in the Butt remind you that this vaccine can cause side effects like ugly children, infidelity, lice, and pink eye with occasional discharge from parts you didn't even know you had. Shots in the Butt. .morg. We got a lot of comments about that. Also, I told some kind of almost dirty jokes last week. And I told you there was a Gmail address, moonpjughobbs@gmail.com. And guess what? Listeners have now sent more.
Oh, good.
All right. We can maybe review some of those later. But some of them are so awful. They're just awful jokes.
Wait, you're saying they're awful.
I'm saying
if you're saying they're awful.
Yeah.
I mean, will they burn my eyes? Are they that bad by reading them or?
Check this out. Last time we did an hour and 42 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And it ended up being an hour. So we cut out, what, a third of it?
Right? This is like the Justice League. Now we've got, if you want the whole thing, the whole unedited version, you have to send $29.95 to the address you see below.
PayPal.
Yep.
And P-Jug, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yep. P-Jug's my wife. She's like going, oh my God, how long is this going to take this afternoon? I got things to do. If we weren't doing this, what would you be doing?
Well, I'd be watching Netflix probably.
What are you watching?
I'm watching Good Girls.
And speaking of Netflix,
P-Jug,
didn't you tell me that Netflix is cracking down on people sharing passwords?
I heard that.
Because think about it. How many passwords have you shared for example, Hulu? You know, I have somebody like, well, I want to watch the Zach Sobiech movie, Clouds. Mm-hmm. Well, it's on Disney Plus. Well, I don't have Disney Plus. So then I get somebody, hey, I got Disney Plus. You just use my username and password. Think about how much money those people are losing. But if you look, if their stock is as high as it is right now, I think they're doing just fine.
I don't give anyone my password. I don't get, no, I pay for it. It's mine.
Hobbs has a new phone, by the way.
I do have a new phone. I have like the phone.
It's the 12?
Yeah, it's the 12 Max Pro. It weighs more than my first car. I mean, this thing is so heavy.
How many inch screen is that? Like 12?
It's like seven something.
So it's not as big as a Note, but it's still huge.
Oh my God. It's like a small laptop. But I mean, I wanted to get a laptop. And then I was like, well, why don't I just get a better phone? And it does everything. And like the camera's so good and all that stuff. But I was paranoid because the last time I bought an Apple, I did not listen to my instincts. I will not say what Apple store I was at, but the person at the bar was not a genius.
Uh-oh.
Let's start there. And said my iCloud was all backed up, went to transfer everything. Everything was wiped out. Everything was completely wiped out on my phone that didn't come over from the previous phone backup.
Yeah.
So I lost like a year worth of contacts, a year worth
of pictures,
calendar, appointments, gigs. People would be like, hey,
you were supposed to be here.
Yeah. I'd get a poster. They'd tag me on Facebook. I'm like, oh yeah, I was going to do that show. All right. Write that down on the calendar now. But it all transferred over good.
I'm on my phone all day watching videos, you know, streaming everything. You know, I don't have a data plan because I would use way too much data. If you haven't ever watched The Bitter Baker on YouTube, you should do that. How do you do that? You look up Hobbs.
No. Tiffany Norton.
Okay.
But thebitterbaker.com. That's my sketch comedy baking series.
Yeah, and you didn't bring any brownies this week.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't do any baking this week.
Well, what's going on? You got some personal stuff going on?
No.
Did you leave a guy in your bed today?
I did.
God.
Yeah, I left a really cute naked guy to come down here and do this.
Jeez.
So wrap it up. Let's go.
Let's get it on. God. Did you watch the movie Defending Your Life?
I adore that movie. Albert Brooks, Meryl Streep. I adore that movie. If you're not familiar, it's an 80s sitcom or an 80s comedy.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious. Rip Torn
is in it. Very good.
Yeah.
Basically, what happens is when you die, you ascend and you are judged at a place that can allow you into heaven or not.
Yeah. Judgment City.
Yep, Judgment City.
Yep.
And then they go back and they review things in your life that you probably would never want to do again.
Right.
Right? And you examine your entire life through video with judges.
Yep.
And then you had to explain yourself, why did I have adulterous relationships?
Right.
Or why did I, you know.
Not Albert Brooks' character, but go on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that I will never, ever do again, and I shouldn't have done it the first time. And don't do this, okay?
Okay.
I'm a medical cannabis patient. And occasionally I'll have to take my cannabis with me because who knows when I might have a spasm.
Yeah, yeah.
I could be having one now, right? I'm having a spasm. I might have a vape in my pocket because that's how you administer the medicine.
Right.
Okay. So one day I go into a management person's office, okay? And for some reason, I'm leaning funky on my wheelchair, and in my coat, all of a sudden, billows the smoke.
Right? So you had depressed it.
Yeah.
You depressed the button, and so it was just vaping
into the air.
Into the boss's office.
Yeah, and I'm like sitting there going, what? Because we had an agreement, and I adhered to the agreement.
Okay, what was the
agreement? Adhere to the agreement, okay? No being impaired while working.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you worked with me every day. Did I appear to have impairment?
Not more than usual. The impairment seems pretty steady throughout the day. Like early in the morning, afternoon, it's all roughly the same level of impairment. So I think that's just normal.
Yeah.
That's your baseline. There's a lot of things I would not do again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like the most pressing one. I would not throw seaweed at my little brother again.
Why not?
Well, because it was wintertime and we were in Florida visiting our grandparents, and there was all the seaweed that washed up on the shore. And I was like, ha ha. And I have a little, he's 7.5 years younger, so I thought it'd be funny to just take this big thing of seaweed and throw it at him. And then he picked up the seaweed and threw it at me. We didn't realize that there were jellyfish all tangled up in the seaweed.
Yep.
And so all of a sudden, a couple minutes later, I'm like, we're both screaming and my mom's like, what? And then the surfer dude comes over and he's like, oh, they got stung by jellyfish. You got to pee on them.
Yep.
I'm like, what? And so,
that's right.
Yeah. And I'm like, and they're like, or take a shower. I'm like, I'm thinking shower. I'm thinking I'm 12. That is all kinds of level of stuff Tiffany's not going to really understand until her 40s.
And if there's no jellyfish around and someone offers to pee on you, then that's a whole other story.
That's something that I'm not into.
Yeah.
Turns out.
You know, and you hear about people being into that. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, not enough jellyfish in the world.
No, really. There's... You know what I mean? Maybe that's how the guy starts. He just throws jellyfish at girls.
Yeah.
And then he just looks like a good guy. And then he runs out of jellyfish. And so then he just, you know.
And then you always think about who was the first one to ever do that? Okay, so there was a jellyfish sting.
Right.
But and then,
who's the first guy? It's like, here, let me take care of you, buddy.
I think I got this figured out.
That's some faith in your urine.
Oh, my God.
That it has magical healing powers.
Oh, my God. I was watching Better Call Saul. You know, I watched the whole series, just wrapped it up. And they get into a scene where they're crossing the desert, and they are out of water. And so, you know, they have to recycle their water. And they say that you can drink urine and survive that.
Yeah. It turns out your own urine.
Yeah, not somebody others. Else. No. Is that right?
Yeah, you're supposed to drink your own.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
One of the things that PJug wanted to talk about, and we have yet to go there, Loom body deodorant.
I saw that on your list of topics. What's Loom? I thought he just couldn't spell.
No. So what is it, PJug?
It is a deodorant for the whole body, including your private parts.
Okay.
All the whole entire body. And they've got great reviews.
Is it like a stick?
Yeah, I think it's a stick. Different scents. You'll have to look it up online. Okay. Loom deodorant.
Loom deodorant.
So if you had to cover up an odor from that region, what would you like to smell like?
Yeah, what do you,
Do you get to pick one, like pepperoni pizza?
No.
Do you have spray in Paris? Like, what do we got going on here? What can I? I want to be a Dewey Meadow.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Facebook. My wife gets mad because I don't like any of her photos. She's like, why don't you like any of my photos, you know? And it's like, is this not enough, us living together and stuff? And I did like it. When we took it, I said I like it. I told you I like it. I looked at it. I'm in it. I'm in the photo. There's not much more I can do with this photo.
I don't know if you remember, I told you earlier in the podcast, which you should share and like.
Yep.
Okay, Moon PJug Hobbs, that's the name of the podcast, episode 2. Some people started sending in suggestions for guests and things like that, and I had told some bad jokes last week, and now thank you to Deb in Nebraska for sending a series of jokes.
Okay.
How do you embarrass an archaeologist?
How?
You give him a tampon and ask him what period it's from.
Oh. All right, Deb.
Good one, Deb.
Go, Deb.
All right, here she said one more. It's terrible. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
So a wife asked her husband why he cheated on her, and his reply was, well, she was right there laying naked on the table. What was I supposed to do? And she said, finish the autopsy.
A cadaver joke.
God, a cadaver joke.
They just never get old.
Thanks.
Old necrophilia. Just to perk up your afternoon.
You always wonder how the ugly guys get the hot chicks.
Yeah.
We have a friend that met a guy.
Yeah.
And they were friends and Facebook friends or whatever. Everything's good. And then I guess he wanted to take it to the next step and ask her out.
Okay.
And so they went out and they had lunch. Mm-hmm. Before she even got home, she got a text message from the guy. And the text message were a series of letters. The letters were DTF. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, what does that mean? If I got a text that said DTF, it would take me a period of time to try and figure that out. Okay. But she knew right away that the guy was wanting some of that.
Yeah.
You ever had one of those PJug from me?
No, I have not had one of those.
It's been a while.
He hasn't sent you a text that just says DTF?
No, it would take me a while to figure that out.
There are many times when you get a text message and you're trying to figure out, what does this really mean?
Right.
I appreciate phone calls. I'm one of the old school guys because I don't want to try and type, you know, because my conversations are endless.
Yeah, TBH took me a long time to figure out.
What's that?
To be honest.
to be honest.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, huh?
I have to ask my daughter for stuff every once in a while and say, what does this mean? And she'll straighten her old man out. DTF. Well, we learned something today with Moon.
Hey, Joe.
Hobbs.
These might be hour-long episodes, but if we can't get much work, we'll do 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We don't care. There's no timer on quality.
No, there is not.
And we've had none yet.
Yeah, exactly. We wouldn't have even been able to hit the start button yet.
And then I sent Hobbs and P-Jug both a copy of what we might address today on the podcast.
Yes.
And then you observed this list and?
Well, I just want to just check in and see how you're doing.
Okay.
Mentally. You know, with the pandemic and everything, because I'm noticing a trend.
I've had one vaccine, by the way.
Okay. You've had one. I've had one shot.
And I had the Moderna and P-Jug had Johnson & Johnson.
That's right.
And they had no side effects.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Most of the people that I've encountered, no one's had anything super severe.
Okay, good.
Yeah. But this is what your list was. This was the email. Vaccines. What would you want to get rid of? Okay. Things you miss because of the pandemic. Sure. Should you say something to anybody for not wearing a mask? Right? Pandemic, right? Next subject. Is there a heaven?
Is there a heaven?
Are you feeling okay, buddy? Like, it went dark really quick.
Well, there's some variants out there.
And then the second one after that is things you found after someone died.
Do you want me to tell you why?
Longest you've gone without a shower.
Let's hear that.
And it's like, I just wanted to make sure that you're not having some depression.
Yeah.
Or otherwise.
There's issues.
Is there a heaven?
You know, my dad passed away just a few weeks ago.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay, so we got that. And it makes you wonder, because you're saying, oh, he's in a better place. He's with mom, all that other stuff. Well, how true is it? We don't know. P-Jug and I discussed this at length, okay? There are people of strong faith that have no question that there's a heaven. My father was one of those people. To him, dying was just the next step. It was not like a big deal. To me, they're going to have to start giving me morphine 2 years out because I'm a little nervous, right? I don't want to go there. I don't want to be dead.
Right.
And we start talking about cremation, okay, and is there a heaven? And P-Jug and I both want some evidence on CNN. I'd even take it on Fox News. If Fox News could prove, or somebody's got to prove
something.
Well,
just watch the 700 Club.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're pretty solid on the pro-heaven market. Yeah. If you want to donate. If you want news, the focus is on that.
Yeah.
Because look at Pat Roberts. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever his name is. You can't kill that guy.
I was a big Joel Osteen fan. Still are. I still watch Joel Osteen.
Oh, I do not. Oh, yeah. My God.
A lot of people really disagree with that man and don't like him. We went to a couple of his services down in Houston, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they were held at a basketball arena
where
the Houston Rockets used to play at the Compaq Center. Now it's his church. We lived in Katy, Texas, and that's where Joel Osteen is from.
Yeah.
And so we got to know the whole family and the ministry and this and that. So when we go down there, honest to God, there are guards and security people the size of Texas trying to keep protesters away in their signs. And people are, you know, they're vehemently opposed to what's going on inside this building, right? And it looked like there were going to be like riots and stuff. And we're going into church. And that was freaky. And then the best part of it was in the service, a man that had taken a real life-size cross, like the one they hung Jesus on, all the way across all of the countries.
I've seen a dude doing that.
Yep, and he went across all the countries that don't believe in this kind of thing to help spread the word. And he had a very interesting story, and I watched this thing, and I'm thinking, you know, God, that takes a lot of balls to do that, right? To go through places that are completely against what you believe in,
right?
And religious stuff, you know, that can be very heated anyway. And so 2 weeks later, I'm back here in the Twin Cities and I'm watching Joel Osteen, and my son Trevor comes out. Dad, what are you watching? I said, oh, there's this minister out of Texas. I've always kind of liked him. And so I said, sit down, watch him for a minute. And so we're sitting on the couch together. And then I said, oh man, I'm getting this vibe. He's like, what's up? I go, I'm getting this vibe. I think there's going to be some dude carrying a cross. I don't know what's going on. I can feel it. And all of a sudden on the television, they're playing back the recording.
Oh my God.
They're playing back the recording.
So now your kid thinks that you have psychic powers.
Yeah.
No, that I have direct contact with Jesus.
Well, if you're such good friends with Joel Osteen, you should get him on the podcast.
I should.
Or Osteen. I can never say his name right.
Well, we'll get him on. I mean, there's a lot of people we want to, you know, we were supposed to have Tom Brady on this week.
Yeah.
That way. And who was it? Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon Musk. He had to back out at the last second. There's something with SpaceX. He was a little, he was tied up.
We do have a confirmed guest for the next episode. Now, he better do it. He said he would. Dave Dahl, former meteorologist from Five Eyewitness News. We work with Dave. We've been friends with Dave forever. And what a good dude. And I'm glad he's enjoying, some time.
Yeah.
Because this guy was working on the air doing radio weather at 7 a.m. on KS95. And then he's doing, I don't know if he's doing their AM. I don't know what all he's doing. But he starts this weather thing at 7 a.m. And he's on the 10:30 news.
Yep.
Right? So, you know, then he has to go home and try to unwind.
Yep. And later, if they had like, you know, like a game that went long or something like that, you know.
Severe weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a working man.
Yeah.
You could have learned something from him.
I always wanted to be a meteorologist, but there was a lot of math involved.
Yeah.
But I loved the study of weather. I was in the, at the time, third worst tornado in American history.
Oh, God, here we go. Has he told you about Night of the Tornadoes?
Yep, Night of the Twisters.
Yes,
Night
yes.
of the Twisters. That's
Night
right.
of the Twisters.
Starring John Schneider.
Yep.
From the Dukes of Hazzard.
I know. When you get John Schneider.
When you get John Schneider involved, man, that's a project that sinks. I'll tell you that right now.
They were going to promote that movie. They called the show that I was on the radio. And he's trying to do the setup of what this movie was about.
Because it's hard to get the vibe from the title.
Yeah.
Night of the it's Twisters. Night. There's Twisters.
Yeah.
Plural.
June 3rd, 1980. I was in the town where that happened. And as he was describing it, I started telling him things. And it completely freaked him out because he didn't know I lived there at the time. When a tornado is coming, animals sense it more so than humans.
Sure.
And a field of birds came and landed, not just a few birds. I mean, this was a huge patch of ground as big as a golf course. There was nothing but birds. And they were, you know, I don't know what they were preparing for, but as the tornadoes came down, you know, there were feathers everywhere.
Oh, my God.
I just threw that last part in there.
That's a visual.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just looking like a chicken plucking tails. Did John Schneider incorporate that touch into the movie? He's like, you know what? We need more feathers. Yeah. The Twister scene.
One of my favorite bird stories about being on television was on WKRP when they dropped,
oh my God.
When
well,
they dropped the turkeys.
The turkey drop.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the humanity.
If you have not went to YouTube, look it up. WKRP used to be about a radio station many years ago. It was very funny.
Yeah.
And they did a couple of promotions. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. You don't know that one?
No.
It is basically they're trying to do a promotion and they're always trying to get ratings. There's always a sales problem. There's always whatever, right? So it's always management kind of versus the on-air staff. Oh. And so they came up with this great promotion where they're going to give away free turkeys, but they rent a plane. Was it a plane or a helicopter?
Yeah, a helicopter.
A helicopter. And they're just throwing the turkeys out. Well, the turkeys aren't flying. So they're just falling.
And to it's their
just,
death.
And it's just, they're not showing it because it's TV, right?
Yeah.
You know, but they just have Les Nessman commentating the thing. He's like, oh my God. Just like doing the play-by-play of all the turkeys. And he keeps saying, oh, the humanity, like what they did What was the big blimp that crashed? You know what I'm talking about. Hindenburg. Yeah. Oh, the humanity.
Oh, my God.
For the love of God, I swear, I thought turkeys could fly.
That was the closing line.
That's great.
I need to go get a beverage.
Okay. You're parched from Night of the Twister talk.
I've been watching these Senate hearings. Those things are bizarre. The way they talk to each other at that level is so strange. At our level, if we don't like somebody, we say something like, hey, I don't like you. At that level, they're nice for 4 minutes, and on the fifth minute, they kick them in the teeth. First of all, I want to thank you for coming down here and answering our questions today. On a personal note, I've had the pleasure of working side by side with you on the Armed Services Committee. I know you care a lot about your constituents. I know in the education bill, you've done a lot of work in that regard, and I know you care a lot about charities, and that's all to be commended. Why do you lie, cheat, and steal? I went to one city council meeting. Man, was I disappointed. These people wanted to build a building that was higher than what the law allowed. So I didn't know why there was a meeting. The guy representing the building said, all right, here's the deal. The law right now is a building cannot be any taller than 30 feet. But my clients want to build a building that's 700 feet. So clearly we need to compromise. I have a proposal for a 657-foot building. City Council just approved this thing. And everybody left. And I wish I had done this. I wish I would have said, excuse me, before we wrap up, I have a final proposal for the City Council. Right now, the law is I'm not allowed to rob any liquor stores. But I want to rob 100 liquor stores. So clearly we need to compromise. I have a list of 50 liquor stores.
Okay, I had a beverage. Let's talk a little bit with Hobbs. What's the longest you've ever been without a shower?
Longest I've ever been without a shower. Oh, God. A week, like camping, like solid for sure. Like
really?
6 days. Yeah, you do a little dip. You do a little horse bath in the lake, but, you know.
Maybe a horse bath.
Maybe some of the wet wipes, baby wipes.
Oh, yeah.
Just baby wipes.
The armpits. The loom.
The loom bodies. The loom deodorant.
Yeah. Earlier in the podcast today, listener jokes provided by Deb from Nebraska.
Deb is savage.
She just sent another one. I tell a joke about my abusive father, but I only remember the punchline.
Oh my God.
That's terrible. I made a website for orphans, but unfortunately they don't have a homepage.
Dad.
Oh, I groaned.
Hey, if you want to send us stuff, moonpjughobbs@gmail.com. Other stuff we need to talk about today. The jury is now working on the Chauvin trial.
Yep.
It's going to go on for a while.
Yeah.
How would you like to be on that jury?
Ooh.
Have you ever been on a jury?
I was up for jury duty a couple of years ago, but they didn't pick me.
No.
But also they don't want someone like me on a jury probably anyway, because I went to school for criminal justice and I have a law enforcement degree. So they don't want anybody in there that's going to be like swaying the jury one way or another, being like, you know, trying to be like a fake lawyer.
I like the way there was a $27 million judgment during jury selection.
Oh my God. Well, that's
okay.
The thing about that though, and I'm really upset with Minneapolis City Council for announcing that. They should have made that private.
Yeah.
And that should not have been publicly announced, because the defense now has a decent argument that the jury was prejudiced against them because of that. I mean, it's stupid. I mean, I don't know why they would do that.
That's a large number, but you know what they're,
you're admitting fault essentially.
Right.
You did something. You don't give someone $27 million.
And no. I liked what they said about it is they wanted the number to be a number which will make it cost prohibitive,
right,
for police departments,
right,
to have happen. That
right.
way training will get better.
Yep.
You know, they're going to have to address stuff like that.
Yes.
I was invited to be on a jury one time, and it looked like it was going to go for weeks.
Yeah.
And I happened to be a member of the news media.
Yep.
And they let me out for that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was also working on the morning show at the time.
Yeah.
They were like, what's your job? And I'm like, well, I work in radio. And they're like, in what capacity? And I'm like, producer. And then they're like, oh.
Well, and they know all of us radio people are crooks anyway.
Yeah. We can't be trusted.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but mine didn't seem that exciting. Although, like, if it was something monumental like that, I would totally want to be a juror. Then I get a book deal. Yeah.
Yeah. Think about this. Oh, these jurors are going to get something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Here was another thing on my list I wanted to ask. What annoys you about me? Okay, so when I thought of that, because...
Open up the phone line.
Yeah. Because my wife loves to tell me what annoys her about me.
Yeah.
Can you go through a litany of those? Maybe your top 20.
Oh, where do I start?
Yeah, go.
Running that stupid space heater drives me crazy. I'm going to throw that out in the yard.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like the heat, and it's nice
outside.
And
I run it in the summertime.
Yeah, he runs it all the time. No
matter what. I sit in front of a space heater. It's like having my own personal fire pit all the time. And this is why I'm being cremated, right? I'm going to be.
You're halfway there.
I have gotten third degree burns.
I remember.
I remember very well sitting in front of a space heater. And if you've ever watched a Frankfurter or possibly a brat split on the grill, that's what happened to my leg in front of a space heater.
Well, I don't know if he did this at home, but he came to work that whole time and he kept calling, he kept talking about his wound. I don't like that word. I hate the word wound.
Yeah.
Well, and the way we discovered the wound was one of my friends who happens to be in this room right now. Actually, I needed some help putting one of my legs back on, up on my wheelchair. And when he lifted the leg, he said, "Did you pee your pants?" And I'm like, "Going, what are you talking about?" "No." And he goes, "Oh, something's going on down here." I'm thinking, "What the hell is it?" And I looked, and my blister that I didn't know that was about 3.5 inches long and 2 inches wide. Right? I got pictures that we could post them on our website. Do we have a website yet, Moon Pee Jug Hobbs?
No, we don't. And if we do, you're not getting passwords to it. It's going to be the same rules as when we worked together before. You send it to me, and I make sure it's okay.
Because one stupid time, I decided to
put... It wasn't one time.
I did post some odd things on the station website. My favorite was Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Okay? It was on St. Patrick's Day, and there was a guy named Peter... And he was naked except for a pan.
And then got called into the office and was.
I remember this.
Very confused look on his face.
And he's like, "I thought it was funny."
Well, that was actually when I was on the morning show, and then we all got in trouble because of you. We got in trouble through you for making sure that we were adhering to the brand.
Yep. Then they had made me put everything through a gatekeeper.
Yep.
And I hated that.
Yeah.
I hated to be told what I could and could not do.
I used to just tell them that I posted stuff.
Yeah. And I never looked.
No.
So what else annoys you about me?
Sometimes you talk a little bit too much. Oh, you like to slurp your soup?
Yeah, that annoys her. I like anything at the bottom of the bowl.
That's why you need a new port for your phone, because you keep dripping stuff in it. Quit eating soup without spoons. Yeah. Driving your poor wife nuts.
What's in your phone, sir? Well, that'd be some lobster bisque.
Yeah, exactly. There's minestrone in here, buddy.
Yeah. All right, give me one more.
Change your goddamn shirt.
There was a little pepper on that. I felt the heat over the whole plate on that
change
one.
Change the shirt. You know, I have the weirdest, I have so many stains on my shirts.
Yeah,
I don't, I cannot not drip. What is wrong? Am I trying not to?
I bought you a bunch of bibs.
You did. We have bibs, like hundreds of them. Because of we like ribs, we got those, and now I eat them for like cereal. You know what I mean?
Put the phone underneath the bib. Then we problem solved.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Save the shirt.
Just wear a bib every day.
Just don't wear a shirt.
Look me in the eye and listen to me say the word beaver. Right? Because we are having beaver talk now with Moon, P-Jug, and Hobbs.
Yes, we are. It's interesting that you wanted to discuss beaver because I happen to have a story.
Okay.
Yeah. This is not the beginning of a really bad street joke. This is not another one of Deb's jokes.
Okay.
A beaver wanders into a subway station. But this really happened in Toronto. In Toronto or Toronto or however they say it. Thursday morning, allegedly a beaver wandered into the building. It looks like commuter Will Abbott said that he arrived at the subway station Thursday morning, spotted what he initially thought was a groundhog. He said, "I didn't see the tail at the beginning, so I wasn't sure what it was. And then quickly, when it turned to the side, I saw a big flat tail, and you recognized it from the nickel." Well, apparently beavers are on Canadian nickels.
Really?
Yeah. So if the guy didn't know what a nickel looked like, he wouldn't have known what a beaver looked like. So the apparently the Toronto Transit Commission temporarily closed the area while they were trying to catch it. But Nickel, as they've nicknamed the beaver, was clearly afraid, stressed to find himself among so many people, but was healthy, with clear eyes and a slapping tail. All signs of a healthy beaver. All
right.
According to the Toronto Animal Services. Okay. That was a tweet. They tweeted it. And a slapping tail. All the signs of a healthy beaver.
And who wants an unhealthy beaver, really?
Really. You want a clear-eyed, slappy-tailed beaver, don't you?
Oh, my God.
Don't you know?
You know, beavers, they're fun to watch.
They are.
Sometimes you have to pay for it. You know, not that I've ever done it.
We know what you're saying.
You know, this is odd. You know,
do you have to pay extra for the slapping tail?
God, the other day, I don't know how it came up on my phone, but there was something that I don't remember the name of, some kind of a porn service.
Really?
Popped up on my phone. I don't know if I still have it. I hope I do. But anyway, it was just so awfully
graphic.
Graphic.
Well, was it like just like a picture, or did you like scroll through? Like, well, it sounds like you saw more than one image.
There was like 300-400 of them. Took me most of a day. And there was some
research for a moon pea jug and Hobbs. That's what I'm doing right here.
And I believe that same beaver that you were talking about.
Did you see it?
It was on there.
You saw Nichols?
Yeah, Nichols.
Nichols
the beaver with the flapping tail. There's a lot of tail that's flapping what I'm looking at.
Oh my God.
Okay. You know, this is my first podcast, but Hobbs, I think you've already, P-Jug, heard her podcast with Shannon.
Yeah.
Miss Shannon, I've known her for a long time. Tell us about this.
Okay, so we do something a little, it's not a podcast. It's actually a video cast, and we do Facebook Live and YouTube Live every Sunday at 5:00. And we started this earlier this year, just on Instagram Live on Fridays. We were just kind of trying to keep our sanity with everything that was going on. Every Friday, or every Sunday, I should say, at 5:00, Shannon, Paul, and I, comedians, we do a show. It's called The Black Unicorn and The White Witch. Guess which one I am?
Yeah, The White Witch.
Yes, I'm The White Witch. Good.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay, I'll have to catch it.
Oh, yeah, and then last week, it was really fun. You guys really missed it, because last week I got trolled hard by a guy on YouTube who kept calling me an Edomite.
What is Edomite?
Well, after I did a deep dive, apparently it's a Caucasian.
Really?
Yeah, but it sounds bad.
Edomite. Sounds like Vegemite.
Yeah, it's kind of somebody, it has a slang, it has a connotation of being like anti-Semitic, which I'm not.
That's but not good.
It was just, he just kept, it was like, I've never been trolled like that before. Like, I'm glad we're getting big enough now to get trolled.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That is
we're
good.
We're reaching the dark corners of the internet. As soon as I get some QAnons, I'll be all set.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think they're already listening over here because of the beaver stories. That's why they come.
So to speak. Come for the moon, stay for the beaver stories.
It's time to end the podcast. It's time to shut off the mics. It's time to end the podcast and get 1,000 likes. You need to share this podcast with friends in cars or bikes. It's time to end the podcast and get 1,000 likes. Why do you always listen? I guess we'll never know. A fat guy in a wheelchair, what the does he know? It's time to end the podcast. It's time to get some likes. Go to your computer, type it in, and you're going to win. We are out of lyrics in Boo, P-Jug, and Hobbs.